Hey everyone, welcome to Light at the End of the Funnel podcast. This is our season two. We're so excited that you are listening in. And for this season, we're going to be doing a couple different things. We're going to be talking about entrepreneurship, digital marketing, and transformation within business development. So this is going to be an incredible season. You're not only going to hear from me, your host, Danielle Fitzpatrick-Clark, but we're going to be bringing in guest experts as well, so that you guys can get a full rounded view of what it's like to build a business online. So we're so excited that you are here, and listen in and stay tuned for some exciting news at the end of each episode. Hey everyone, Danielle Fitzpatrick-Clark here, your host of Light at the End of the Funnel. And I wanted to do an end of year podcast episode. So this is the time of year, and I know I'm not the only one because a lot of my colleagues have already talked to me about some of the things that they're doing when it comes to 2024. But this is like the end of year planning into the next year. And it's really interesting compared to where we were this time last year. And I mean that in a really great sense. And there was a lot of change in 2023, especially in the digital space. There was a lot of change. I think there was a lot of change everywhere. And so it's really interesting to see how people are approaching 2024, which I found really funny because I'm like, yeah, I usually approach every year like this because we're just so used to change in our company. Just since 2020 specifically, we're just used to being kind of a little bit on our toes. But even before that, I learned from some of my mentors that, yeah, we had our whole year planned out and then something new came along. We changed our whole marketing and sales plan for the remainder of that particular year. So I've always had that kind of in the back of my mind whenever I'm sitting down, just like, okay, so what's the plan? What's the big plan? What are some of the things that we want to do? And this year it's been really interesting because there's a lot of unknowns, like even more unknowns, I would say, than there was this time last year. Now, I wouldn't compare 2023 to 2020 when it comes to things changing drastically. I mean, that was a big change. So I think that a lot of people are starting to see that when it comes to business building and development, things change. I mean, it's not even just entrepreneurs or small business owners, agency owners. I mean, we're talking about even corporations are having to look at things this way. So I thought it would be fun just to do an episode on how to approach your yearly planning, even though you know you're probably going to change the plans a little bit here throughout the year. And it's really interesting because it comes around a time where me and my girls were discussing during Christmas, like the North Pole. Of course, it's Christmas, right? The North Pole. Where is that? What does that actually mean? And also internal transformation when it comes to entrepreneurship. So it'll make sense as I explain it. May not make sense. Like, how is she going to go from True North to North Pole? I can kind of see where she's going here, but then we talk about Christmas. I'm not quite exactly sure where she's going with this, but you guys will get it. Okay. So here's the funny thing about the North Pole. And I definitely did have to do a little bit of I did nerd out when my kids were like, well, where is the North Pole? And, you know, I actually looked it up. I'm like, well, I don't know exactly because it's not like an actual true north, you know, straight up, which is how the next thought came in about transformation and your true north came into play. But I'll get to that. So it's really interesting because the North Pole is actually shifting away from where we always knew it to be, which was in Canada, closer to Siberia. So it's been moving, and scientists are saying it, and researchers have been saying it's actually moving at a faster pace in the last recent years. So they didn't give me an exact a number of years, but in recent years, it's moving faster towards Siberia. Some of the researchers and scientists are saying they believe it's because there's two massive blobs of molten iron in the Earth's outer core. And so they're saying this is kind of what's spurring our runaway pole, right? And so compared to when you're comparing the two poles, you know, it's really thought that the North Pole is, you know, it's where it's at. It's very fixed. It's not fixed at all. It's actually more of what we would call mutable, something that changes. And it is shifting, and it's shifting faster. Now the South Pole is changing too. So not to be left out, the South Pole is moving as well. It's just not moving quite as fast. So as far as a fixed pole, so South Pole is a little more stable compared to the North Pole. So the North Pole is actually the one that's moving, the one that's more mutable. And our South Pole is a little more stable compared to the North. So, which is really interesting, because my thought was, it's like, how interesting is it that we say your true North instead of what, if we were talking about a fixed, we're talking about something fixed in our lives or something that we need to move towards that's going to be there, which is kind of what true North means. You know, look towards your true North, where you're supposed to go. There's a fixed place, in essence. Metaphorically, it's a fixed place. It's actually not. We should be saying true South, but nobody says that. They don't say that because nothing ever makes sense. It's always a, there's always a way to disrupt it. So let's just call this your immutable true North when it comes to business, right? And when you're planning for 2024, and what does that mean? So if we can't even count on the North Pole to be where it was last year, then how can we plan on knowing what a true North is? So this is kind of what I've been pondering with. I'm like, that's a really interesting metaphor and concept if you think about it, but it always goes to the thought process that I have. It's like, everything's always changing. Nothing is actually fixed. Everything's always moving. Everything's always in flux. And when I was thinking about what could be coming in for 2024, what I felt was that, everything is kind of in flux. We're not quite sure where things are going to go in 2024. They could go this way. They could go that way. I mean, this could come in. This could come in. This could go really, you know, the opposite way of where we think it's going to go. So how do you plan? How do you plan internally, you know, as a human being? How do you plan for things that you don't know, the unknowns? And as a business owner as well. And as a leader, like, people look to you for direction as a leader. How do you give them direction when you don't even know where your true north is going to be in a year from now? Most likely it's going to, most likely your North Pole is going to be most closely where it is now, but you guys get the metaphor. All right. So this is what it is. You got to embrace the change. I talk about the journey a lot, enjoying the process, and, you know, I get it. You know, as human beings, we're like, but I have this goal and I want to meet this goal. Why else would you have goals if you are always moving towards them? And it's really interesting, because whenever I have a goal, the way that I hit a goal is not how I expected. I don't think it's ever been once how I have expected it. The goal is more of a, it's more of a marker. It's always a marker. I'm like, it'd be great, this one, but it's not something that I'm willing to, you know, I get there and I'm done. I hit the goal. Great. But if I'm rolling, I'm going to keep going. Then I have a new goal. Then I'm like, well, I did this. Why not do this? Why not keep going? And so that's kind of my way of looking at goal setting, is like, yeah, it's great to have, you know, the goal, but what happens when you surpass that goal in a much, you know, less amount of time than you expected or planned? Or what happens if you set a goal and then as you're moving towards that goal, you're like, what if I add this to the goal? Then what? So much like goal setting can be, it should be something that's not necessarily the target, but more of a metric to know that you're on the right path. That's usually what I think about it. And this is why people will talk about, you know, yearly goals. They'll talk about 3 years. They'll talk about 5 years. They'll talk about 10 years. And so it gets really interesting when you start like, well, what if I can do this? And what if I can do this? And so, but the way to those goals, it's never the same as when you started. Not for most people, not from my experience either. So what do you do then? What do you do if everything's in flux? What if you do when you're planning out your yearly goal for your yearly goals, your yearly marketing plan, your yearly sales plan for 2024 as an entrepreneur, as a small business owner, as a leader, as somebody that people look to, when there's so many unknowns, there's so many things that are in flux, you know? So like, the markets are in flux, the technology is, consumer preferences on digital marketing, completely in flux. You know, and when it comes to your own personal goals, what is important to you today may not be as important in 2 months from now, or in a month from now, or in a week from now. It could be something different. It could be more of a theme. So, you know, this is when I say, I'm like, you want to prepare to adapt. You want to prepare to adapt to what comes about, rather than just being rigidly rigidly fixed on your path. I mean, like I said, true north. I mean, the way to the North Pole is actually pretty rocky too, if you think about it that way. So it's never going to be a straight line. It's never going to be a straight path. It's not as linear as you would like it to be, I'd say. Some people don't mind the up and downs, and that's just the way it is. So really, when you're planning, just be open to possibilities. Be open to the possibilities of reaching some of those goals and surpassing those. Just be open to it, meaning that you got to embrace. You got to embrace any change that comes along, right? All right. So this is the other one. This is the one I really like. And I come back to this. Sometimes I add to it. Sometimes I will go and rearrange. But my core values, so personal core values, company core values, they tend to be very, very similar. And so you want to continuously align and realign with those core values. So when things change, your business, with your business direction or your strategy, your internal core values, which is your true north, should remain your guiding force. And like I said, your core values can, most likely they're not going to change, but you could add to them and you could rearrange the importance of them. So, you know, and this is just part of the entrepreneurial journey. So when you, one of my core values is success. I like to succeed. I like people I'm working with to succeed. It needs to be a big success all the way around, or we have success mindset or solution mindset that leads to success. That's kind of a big one for me. But I've noticed that as I've grown as an entrepreneur, my definition of success changes. So that definition changes within the core values, even though the core value stays very, very much the same. Now, the other thing that changes is like, what's more important? So as I have my top five core values, I have about 15 below that as well. And sometimes that fourth and fifth place, they jump around. Sometimes they'll jump around and one will become more important than the other. But, you know, I think it's really important for you to stay true to who you are and what you want to be, who you are and who you be in the world, and also be open to changing your views as they align with your true north, as they align with your core values. So what does that mean? Well, if everything's a little bit different, if everything's changing around you, then it could be sometimes we go a little too narrow with those core values. So what's a really good example? Well, a really good example is, you know, wanting to have community. And then if you have that core value with community, and then you also have a core value of leadership, and maybe you initially thought that I have to build the community, I have to be the leader, those could change a little bit. It's still the same concept. But I see this a lot, and I see this in really, really amazing membership communities where it's not as important for the founder, the original founder, the original leader, to stay in the leadership position. Sometimes it makes more sense to call in the community to grow and to lead within that community and to lead others. That's a little bit of a change than the initial company core value, but it's still the same. Do you see what I mean? So instead of, maybe you're the CEO, instead of you being the leader, maybe you start leading others who want to lead, and then opening up the space within the membership for them to be a part of the community and build the community. And so then the community is based on leadership, but the original leader is actually the one that set the pace. So core values the same. It's just a little bit of a different direction. And those communities, love those communities. They really sustain themselves and they build themselves. And so that's a really good example of, you want to continuously align and realign with those core values as they make sense for where you're at and where your company's at. It requires some change. It requires some discipline, of course, but still an introspection for sure for the person that originally was leading it. It does. But the actions and decisions that led to that point where there's a little bit of a shift, they're all aligned with the values, the core values. Leadership, community. Community built upon people finding ways to lead, not just themselves, but also to step into leadership. So I think that that's a really good example for how our true north is. It's really more based on internal first Our core values are based on internal, and sometimes we get a little too fixed upon what the definition of those core values can be. There's multiple definitions, and your definition within that can change. It can change. It doesn't have to change drastically. It could just change in how you approach it, your perspective of it. So be open to that in 2024 as all the changes around you occur. Look at your core values and just readjust. They don't have to change. They just may need a readjustment. And do you have to do it now? No, you don't. It's just kind of like, let's see where it goes. All right. The other thing is that just as when we're adjusting, Let's just say we're being flexible. And that's kind of the big thing that we're doing in 2024. I think being flexible and knowing that there's going to be flux in your flexibility as well. You also want to be able to adjust course setting. So the true north, your North Pole is moving. And so if that's the place you want to hit, you may have to take a few different paths to get there. So you want to be able to pivot, adjust your course as shifts happen, as things change. And that creates a lot of resiliency, not just in you as a leader, but also you as a business owner and you with your business. So your business can become resilient to whatever is happening, right? A lot of people had to flex that in 2020. And not saying that this is 2024 is going to be a repeat of 2020. It's going to be interesting. Don't get me wrong. It's going to be really interesting. But I think that we've geared ourselves up since 2020 to be able to be a little more flexible and a little more resilient in the things that are changing. So being open to new ideas, you know, pivoting when it's necessary. And this is the other thing, is that you always, always want to be in learning mode when it comes to anything that feels like a setback or something that feels challenging. And so what I usually, every business owner does, when we come up to something that feels like a block or a barrier or something that is in our way to the path we want to be on or stay on or the linear one that we think we should be on, I usually always take a step back. I'm like, if I can't go this way through it, then I'm going to have to be a little more creative with how I look at this. And there's a whole other story, and I'll go into this another way because my daughters are super creative and their perspective, just the generation coming up, is amazing. I can't even go there right now because the way that they think is so amazing and just so different. And so right on the money. It's like, instead of us looking at something and looking at like the map as flat, they look at it as a globe. I don't know how else to describe it. So whenever I come up against these challenges and I can't move through them, then it's just time for me to shift my perspective of them. And so that's where the flexibility and resilience comes from. Shifting your perspective, being really creative, being a person who doesn't drown in the problems or the challenges or the setbacks, but one that rises to the occasion of figuring out a new solution. So having that and getting excited for that, because it's pretty exciting if you think about it that way, that, I was getting a little bored here. So I'm glad I have a challenge to work through. Approaching that challenges and setbacks that way is going to help you move through them so much faster. And you know what usually comes about is that you actually move yourself forward much faster than you thought you would, even though you were stuck, supposedly, right? So all of this just means when you guys are planning for your 2024, don't be fixed to that plan. Just because, and yes, you want to write it on paper, but I like to take things a little more of bird's eye view. Okay. This is what I'd like to do. This is who I'd like to work with. This is what I'd like to achieve. This or something better. And this is the approach that has worked for me, you know, right now in the present and in the past. So this is where we're going to start. But I'm also open to finding more efficient, faster ways of doing this. Always looking for that. In fact, that is part of my week. to look for efficiencies, to look for faster ways to do things, to look for more creative ways to do things. So I baked that in to my 2024 marketing plan and my 2024 sales plan and my 2024 content plan. And so that just ends up making something. It's a really good plan. I have goals and I'm willing to surpass them. Absolutely willing to surpass them. I'm not staying fixed on them. And also, you know, being open to learning and baking in time to learn every week. That's the other thing that I do, and test and tweak and figuring things out, because it makes it really exciting. And having that in my 2024 plan, I have that time baked in. And so that actually helps me even to surpass what my original goals were. So here are some key messages with this all. Be very, you know, adaptability is really key as you're planning out your 2024. Adaptability, especially with sales and marketing, especially if you're in the online space, adaptability is going to be key. So because everything's changing and it's going to continuously change. So being adaptable is more crucial than just sticking to something that's a fixed plan, right? Allow some room for some creativity, or allow some room for some experiments. Have fun with the experiments. It's like a fun science project, really, or a fun science experiment. You don't have to blow stuff up, but you can still make something really cool, even though you didn't expect that. I did that a lot in science. I'm like, oh, that didn't come out the way I thought it was going to, but it's even cooler now. So here's the other thing. Give also some space to check in, to regularly check in, not just with yourself, but with yourself, with your team, with your clients, with your prospects. Give yourself time to check in. Just as, you know, you're a navigator, you're a leader, you regularly check in. A navigator will always check in with their compass. So if you're on a journey to the North Pole, you're going to be looking at that compass, right? Especially if the North Pole is not where you thought it was going to be, and it's changing and it's moving. But really, as a navigator, you have a compass. Entrepreneurs and business owners should regularly reassess their direction and their strategies in relation to their internal true north, yes, and then the true north that is their goals for the year. And this is a big one. And this is something that you get to develop over time. I'm always developing it. But have a growth mindset. Growth mindset is to embrace what change really is. Change is not something that's, there's a barrier there, so I got to find a way around it. I got to change everything. And, you know, there's a tension that goes with that. There's the feelings of tension and not being sure, and maybe even some self-doubt plays in there. Yeah, quite a bit for some of you guys. Self-doubt, and like, I don't know if I can do it any other way than the way I've been doing it. But try to start seeing this as not a barrier, but as an opportunity. An opportunity to develop and to become innovative. Try something new. Build something new. Bring something to the public that's new and inspired. This is innovation, right? And there's a lot of different ways to have a growth mindset. There's a lot of different ways to be innovative. What I can say is that a growth mindset requires expansion. Expansion beyond what you think you know. Expansion beyond what you've seen. Expansion beyond what the industry standards are. Beyond what your industry standards are. One of my favorite things to do when it comes to innovation is to look at other industries, pull in different people from different industries, get different perspectives based on different experiences. I mean, that's where some really amazing stuff can happen. So while the North Pole, and therefore the metaphorical true north, is very mutable, actually, and ever-changing. It's an ever-changing point. You guys get to start thinking of your journey in business as that as well. The destination is still just as amazing. We just get to be open to how you get there. So I hope that supports you guys and gives you kind of a more of a visionary view of how to plan your 2024. A lot of people want to have it all on paper and perfectly set. And do that if it helps. Like there's nothing, I have a lot of clients where I'm just like, get it out of your brain, put it on paper, and just so you have it, you know, as a map. That's your map. But also be open to being creative and flexible and knowing that where we're starting here at the very beginning of the year, it's not going to look the same this time next year. It never does. It never does. And so we get to play with that. And it is all play. It's all play. It all gets to be fun. I mean, if it's not fun, then I don't want to do it. That's usually what I say. So I hope that helps. And I hope you guys have an amazing rest of your 2023. And here's to 2024. Bye for now. Hey everyone, Danielle Fitzpatrick-Clark here, and thank you again for joining us for another episode of Light at the End of the Funnel. And so as you guys are into the new year and you're planning out your marketing and your sales and all the steps that you want to take during this upcoming year and throughout the year, I'd love for you guys to go ahead and follow me on our social media platform. So you can follow me on LinkedIn, which is where we are very, very active. You can look up Danielle Fitzpatrick-Clark. That will bring up me. I am the only one that I know of right now. Also, you can follow us on Facebook by looking up Influence Builder. We have a group there. You guys can join that. And you guys definitely want to. You want to stay up to date with what we're up to because we've got a lot of great things that are coming into play in 2024. Really excited. Lots of events, lots of in-person events, and lots of really cool partnerships as you're building out your business. If you're building out your speaking platforms, if you're building out your influencer platforms, if you're just building out your social media platforms so that you can be the standout thought leader in your industry, you definitely want to follow us. We've got some really great things coming into play. And then even more amazing people coming into Light at the End of the Funnel podcast that we're interviewing and our other sister podcast as well. So I hope you guys have a wonderful rest of your 2023 and cheers to 2024. Bye for now.